My name is Dan Campbell, Chair of the Utah State Board of Regents. And I'd like to call this meeting to order of the Utah State Board of Regents. I'd like to extend a welcome to the Executive Committee of the Board of Trustees of the University of Utah who are at the table with us today and other trustees who are here in the front. I'd like to recognize President Huftalen from Salt Lake Community College, other donors and supporters, faculty, staff, and students of the university, and friends. We welcome you here today. Before we move into our business of the day, we want to express our sincere appreciation to President and Dr. Pershing for their contributions and service to this fine institution, specifically the last 6 years serving as president. We have reached a pivotal moment for the University of Utah. A few months ago, President Pershing announced he would be returning to full-time academia. He is a gifted scholar and teacher, and the university is fortunate to have him be able to return to that work. The last 5 years have been a time of transformation for the university. With its stature, scholarship, student body, and statewide impact, eclipsing its already impressive history. President Pershing's strong and steady leadership has guided the university beyond even the most optimistic expectations. We are grateful for his service and dedication on behalf of this institution. The search for a new president is a significant undertaking. It requires months of work. I would like to recognize the efforts of the search committee, chaired by Regent Harris Simmons, and Trustee Chair H. David Burton, who I'm sorry to announce has been ill today. He's rendered fantastic service through this entire process. The committee includes regents, trustees, members of the university's faculty, staff, students, and representatives of the community and alumni. Would the search committee please stand to be recognized? And President Dr. Pershing, would you please stand and let us recognize your contributions? Just please stand. Would you? All we can say is well done. Commissioner Buehler's office managed the search, and we would like to thank the commissioner's staff and others here at the university, with particular thanks to Jeff Landward, Lorene Olney, and from the university, Laura Marks, who pulled off the massive undertaking and coordination to make this all possible. I'd now like to turn the time over to Regent Harris Simmons, co-chair of the search committee, for a few comments.
Thank you very much, Chair Campbell. It's been a great honor and privilege to be involved in the process of selecting the next president of the University of Utah, my alma mater and a critically important institution for the state of Utah. I want to thank all of the students, the staff, the faculty, and others who participated in this process, as well as members of the search committee, the board of trustees, and especially Chairman Burton, the Board of Regents, and the staff at the Utah System of Higher Education who spent many, many hours supporting this important work over the last few months. It's a testament to the University of Utah's stellar reputation across the United States that that we had an extraordinary response to the call for candidates. And the finalists that we interviewed today were all exceptional scholars and leaders in higher education across the nation. So it's been a challenging process, a high-class kind of a problem to sort through some extraordinary candidates. But we're really pleased with the result, which we'll announce in a moment.
In the absence of Chair Burton, I've asked Vice Chair Phil Klinger if he would care to make a few comments.
Thank you, Chairman. In the absence of our Board Chair, David Burton, on behalf of my fellow trustees, I'd like to publicly thank the State Board of Regents for facilitating trustee engagement in the process of selecting our next president. A special thank you to Regent Chair Dan Campbell, Commissioner Dave Bueller, and Regent Harris Simmons, who co-chaired the search committee with Chairman Burton. We feel that trustee, faculty, staff, student, and community input was encouraged and well received by the regents who make this most important decision. The trustees also appreciate the time and input of our University of Utah family who participated in interviews. As trustees, we feel that the interview process was thorough and with ample opportunity for us all to express opinion. Chairman Campbell, we jointly thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Now we'll enter into the portion of our meeting for the appointment of the University of Utah president. So with that, I would now turn the time to Vice Chair Simmons to propose a vote of the regents.
Chair Campbell, I move that we appoint Dr. Ruth Watkins. As the next president of the University of Utah.
Thank you very much, and we appreciate the enthusiasm. But we should probably make this official, so I'll call for a second from Pat Jones, Regent Pat Jones.
Mr. Chair, I second that motion.
I second that motion, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much, Regent Jones. So with that, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you very much. Motion carries. President Ruth Watkins, we'd like to invite you to the podium. This has been a very rigorous process, and President Ruth Watkins was chosen from an outstanding field, both nationally and internationally, of candidates. And so she's an accomplished scholar and teacher, and her tenure as provost here at the university has the hallmarks of a true leader, and that became apparent through this process. And I must say that it was encouraging to receive so much positive feedback from those at the university and the community at large and supporters and friends, that students who were very pleased with the strength of the candidate pool and especially our finalists. And so President Watkins has been with the university for a relatively short time in reality, just over 4 years, but she's a superb, what we have referenced, kind of an outside-in candidate. She had a long and storied, strong background before coming to the University of Utah and has made her mark here. It is therefore remarkable how quickly she has demonstrated her unique ability to improve whatever she works on, and how quickly she has endeared herself to the faculty, trustees, students, and staff, and quite frankly, to us as regents. We are fortunate when President Watkins came here from the University of Illinois, where she was serving as the Dean of the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences. We are even more fortunate that now she will serve as this institution's president. Her reputation as a scholar and teacher is matched only by her reputation as a leader who is compassionate and warm, but also unwavering in her determination and character. We are so pleased she has accepted this new responsibility and look forward to President Watkins' leadership of the University of Utah. Thank you so much.
All
I'll turn now to Commissioner David Buehler for a few comments, and then we'll be fortunate to hear from our new president.
Well, President Watkins and Bob, welcome. And it's my honor to, on behalf of the Utah System of Higher Education, to welcome President Watkins as the new member of the Council of Presidents. And we look forward to working closely together with you, all of us. You'll find, and I know you already know this, great colleagues within the system. And as the University of Utah continues its unique role as the flagship institution of Utah. So again, congratulations and welcome.
I'm so honored to have the opportunity to join with you in leading this great institution forward. I have to say, I thought about 10 people would come today, so I'm incredibly touched as I look around this room and I see members of the university family in every kind and way. I want to express my great appreciation to the Board of Regents, to our Board of Trustees, to the many, many people in the institution who have been part of this conversation over the past few days and months, to the members of our community, our alums, our donors, our supporters who have joined in the mission of the university and really are the margin that make us a great place. I'm just incredibly touched as I look around this room and I see how many people are invested in the success of this institution. And that is what makes this a great place. When you look at a university and you think about the positive trajectory our institution is on, has been on, and has in front of it, it is all because of the people. The people of the university, the people connected with the university, the people who support the university are what differentiates a great place, and that's you. What an honor it is to be part of it. I'm just so incredibly touched. Many people comment on my ability to name everyone, and I'm just literally going around this room. And I would almost like to start naming you, and because I can pretty much do it. And I just want you to know how grateful I am to have this opportunity to work with all of you to continue the positive trajectory of this institution, and to be part of something so important as the mission of higher education. The work that happens here changes people's lives. It improves the quality of life, the quality of health and well-being, and it is truly transformative to earn a college degree. We know that is work worth doing, and I'm so honored to have the privilege of doing that work with you and being part of this great university. Thank you so much.
Before I call for a motion to adjourn this meeting, I'd like to make sure that all of you know you are invited to please stay afterwards. We're going to have a reception, be able to spend some time with President and Dr. Pershing, and welcoming and congratulating President and Bob for this exciting news. I'm just glad that it wasn't a day where Bob could be out golfing. Anyway, it's with sincere appreciation that we look to President Pershing's great leadership, and we look forward to President Watkins' leadership going forward. Just to let you know, we are looking at making this transition sometime this spring. That's still yet to be determined, but President Pershing is still at the helm, and we know is going to lead us to a good landing here with President Watkins. So With that, I'd like to call for a motion to adjourn. Okay, and a second. All in favor? Aye. Any opposed? Thank you very much for being here today.
We want to invite members of the media to come, and we will do a brief availability with Dr. Watkins.